With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. U.S. blockade of Iranian ports leading to the seizure of a foreign vessel and could threaten more peace talks down the road. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
President Trump said the U.S. seized an Iranian-flagged cargo ship that tried to get around a naval blockade near the Strait of Hormuz. He wrote on social media that the U.S. Navy blew a hole in the engine room of the vessel and that Marines took custody of the ship. It was the first such interception since the U.S. started blockading Iranian ports last week. Iran called the U.S. seizure an act of piracy. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A gunman goes on a shooting rampage in Ukraine's capital. Here's Donna Warder.
The head of Ukraine's interior ministry says police units on Saturday were sent to a grocery store in Kyiv, where a gunman took hostages, barricading himself. Ihor Klemenko says before entering the store, the gunman shot and killed four people at point-blank range and a fifth person inside the store. A sixth person died of her injuries at a hospital. Klemenko says after officers tried negotiating with the man for about 40 minutes, they stormed the building, killing him. I'm Donna Water.
A gunman shooting and killing eight children, including seven of his own, in a Sunday attack of domestic violence carried out in two different homes. Police say the victims ranged in age from 1 to 14, two adults wounded in that shooting. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney says that Canada's economic ties to the U.S. were once a strength, but now a weakness that must be corrected. Carney claims his government is attempting to strengthen the economy by attracting new investments and signing new trade deals with other countries. SRN News. A new report from the Pew Research Center, good news for Christian broadcasters.
98% of U.S. adults live within the range of at least one religious station, making religious programming some of the most accessible programming across the country, and that nearly one in four radio stations, about 25%, are dedicated to religious programming.
Troy Miller is president of the National Religious Broadcasters. He tells SRN News the Pew study indicates Christian radio has a very bright future. At the recent 70th session of the UN Commission on the Status of Women, a U.S. delegate submitted a draft resolution to define gender in alignment with its traditionally accepted usage as referring to men and women. U.S. proposal immediately received significant blowback, though, from a number of other delegates. SRN News. As Democratic candidates...
Progressive billionaire candidate published a blog post last week outlining his plan to push back against U.S. immigration and customs enforcement. He said it's not enough for Democrats to simply engage in rhetoric and claim to stand against President Donald Trump's administration. Steyer compared his plan to the way law enforcement fought the mob and called the federal agency a violent extremist group. The plan drew immediate condemnation from conservatives, including gubernatorial rival Steve Hilton. The former Fox News commentator and Republican candidate released a statement calling Steyer's proposal far-left extremism. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Federal judge blocking $6.2 billion merger between TV giants Nexstar and Tegna. Until an antitrust suit can be resolved, the merger would create a company owning some 265 TV stations in 44 states. Attorneys general in eight states and DirecTV sued to stop the merger. More details, srnnews.com.